This is the Voice Overwork podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services. On the podcast today, we introduce another new book that is now available on audible.com. Here's a short preview of my narration of the audiobook.
The Marine Corps Way of War: The Evolution of the U.S. Marine Corps from Attrition to Maneuver Warfare in the Post-Vietnam Era. Written by Anthony Piscitelli, narrated by Russell Newton. There is no better way to illustrate the nature of modern combat faced by today's Marine Corps than by citing an actual account from the battlefield. The following is from an after-action report, AAR, for Operation Apache Snow 2 by Bravo Company, 1st Battalion, 9th Marines, which launched an interdiction operation near the Barigul Bazaar in the Nad Ali District, Helmand Province, Afghanistan, on December 4, 2013. The actions taken by 1st Lieutenant James Salka and his Marines exemplify the practice of Marine Corps maneuver warfare. Approximately 96 Marines, sailors, and Afghan personnel engaged Taliban forces during the 14-hour operation, which included nearly 4 hours of sustained combat with Islamic insurgents in and around this bazaar. Operation Apache Snow 2 was designed to deny Taliban forces free movement in the area and strike against their ability to gather armaments. A transcription of this video report, which was conducted by Platoon Commander 1st Lieutenant James Salka, Bravo Company, 1st Battalion, 9th Marines, Washingtonville, New York, and Sergeant Stephen Pendleton, Squad Leader, Bravo Company, 1st Battalion, 9th Marines, Knoxville, Tennessee, is an excellent example of the use of maneuver warfare tactics employed by Marines in today's battle space. So, obviously the mission was to disrupt the enemy within that area, began Lieutenant Salka, who continued at length as follows. So we did a partnered Heliborne raid. Since we hit the deck, obviously it was still dark. We started to make movement to the north with our Afghan partners in the lead to kind of push up and talk to some of the people there. And it started to get a little bit light out. We established our security perimeter with machine guns, snipers, as well as mortars, and then we pushed our south element from compound to compound. The atmospherics in the area of that time, there's a lot of motorbikes driving around along the peripheries, as there usually is prior to an attack, so there was a lot of movement. Marine Air was reporting what was going on around us. Some families, women, children started to flee the area. Once we started to cross this big, open, muddy field from about halfway through, that's when it began. They opened up on us with machine gun fire from a couple of different compounds, so at that point, the Marine security element, Marines started to suppress to allow them to run for cover. During this contact, I was in the middle of that field with the assault element, so we got pinned down for a second. And then we made the call to move out once we had some good suppression from our machine guns as well as snipers. They had positive identification on several enemy fires around us, so once they started to engage those targets, continued Lieutenant Salka, they would alleviate a little bit of pressure on us, and we were able to rebound back to a compound for some cover. We got the vibe right off the bat that we were going to get hit, so everyone's head was on a swivel, and then when it happens, of course, you don't know where it's going to come from. Then, at that point, it came from about 3 or 4 different locations, pretty accurate rounds. One Marine got struck in his Kevlar when we were in that field, so they pinpointed us pretty good. Instincts just kick in at that point for all the Marines. They did exactly what they were trained to do. As we were taking contact, I just wanted to make sure that everything is in place to help those Marines out. Obviously, I was pinned down there, so I couldn't do much to assist myself as well as them. But the Marines who were in those security positions already knew what they had to do, and they immediately reacted to engage the enemy to alleviate that pressure from us so we could bound back. Once back, I was able to start the battle attack. I had 6 different elements moving all over the battlefield, just making sure I had positive communication with all of them over the radio on connecting fires so we could keep those Marines safe, which were in the open. Marines are amazing.
More information regarding today's book and the author can be found at audible.com or amazon.com. Show notes and further information can be found at russelericnewton.com. With a collection of trivia, research, news stories, and knowledge from some of the newest audiobooks on the market, this has been the Voice Over Work Podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.